It's summertime, and I'm standing on the bright green lawn outside the courthouse in Saline County, Arkansas. The field is packed with people holding signs, all queuing up for a meeting of the quorum court. It's hard to make this out in the audio, but all around me, people are talking loudly about books. More specifically, they are talking about where to put books in libraries. And more specifically than that, they are talking about the soon-to-be-fired county library director who won't create a No Kids Allowed section of the library. In this story, you will hear public comments from these meetings. Their complaints are pretty similar.
You must be 18 to enter an adult sex shop and to access pornography, even online.
You are striving after a utopian world like a woman strives in labor, yet your perfect world of endless pleasure can never exist.
Page 91. Sexual intimacy is a powerful way to feel good and bond with another person, whether for a night, or a lifetime.
The people wanting to move or remove books don't think of themselves as book banners. In their minds, they are relocating books to an adult section like they used to do in video stores. But whatever you call these meetings, whether they be book banning debates or book relocation debates, they remind me of a house party. Everyone on the lawn is catching up, bonding over their passion for protecting information or protecting children. Saline County is a loosely populated central Arkansas community about 20 minutes outside of Little Rock. Here, local organizations use social media to round up supporters and bring them to the quorum court in library board meetings. This meeting is so packed that it takes a few minutes for everyone to file through security. When we are all settled in the courthouse, the room is full. The townspeople have filled up the courtroom pews. The quorum court sits around a wooden table. Let's quickly run down how local politics works in Arkansas. There's a lot of open space in this state. So to regulate people who live on the outskirts, every county gets a quorum court. In Saline County, the court has 13 members. They're all called justices of the peace. Each court has a leader called a county judge, though they aren't real judges. A lot of them don't even have law degrees. The county judge in Saline is named Matt Brumley.
The county judge, I'd like for you to think of it, is the mayor of the county. That is the unincorporated areas or the areas outside of the city limits.
Quorum court members are elected on even-numbered years. That audio is actually from Brumley's campaign ad. The quorum court members in Saline County wouldn't talk to me for this piece. Brumley said in an email, quote, "We do not comment on pending litigation." More on that later. At each meeting, residents are allowed to speak on resolutions. And there were a few months where the public comment went something like this.
And I just want to say, I have personally looked at some of these books and read them. And I was disgusted.
Having to read a book about how to give her history teacher a blowjob.
We're here for one reason, to protect children.
Book relocation advocates bring copies to the podium and hold them up as if to say, can you believe it? This isn't the library. This group is almost exclusively upset about two categories of books. First, sex ed books, and second, books with LGBTQ characters. Sometimes a library advocate will make a counter argument.
That if someone is judging a book on excerpts, they aren't in a strong position to determine its literary merit, and therefore can't reliably speak to its lack thereof.
Teenagers and young adults do not want only to read cheery, light religious fare, though there is plenty of that to be found.
I'm here to protect my children's right to read books that you do not agree with.
On one hand, you have residents who are lost in a hypothetical. What if a child was browsing the shelves and they came upon the graphic novel Genderqueer? And then, what if the child saw something they shouldn't see? Say page 124, where the narrator gets undressed at the gynecologist's office, or page 35, where the narrator gets their period for the first time and is plagued by bloody nightmares. And then there's page 140, where the narrator tries using a vibrator fully clothed before deciding sex toys are not their thing. That side says it's the moral obligation of adults to protect children, to shield them from books like Genderqueer, which they say is essentially porn. On the other hand, you have the pro-book, pro-library side that can't take this controversy seriously. They don't believe the other side wants to protect children. They're just mad that a book like Genderqueer exists at all, that genderqueer people exist at all. In 2022 and 2023, this conversation about books happened on a reoccurring loop in multiple Arkansas library systems, and it's kind of still happening now. These people are arguing about books, sure, but as the months drag out, as more libraries are infected with these debates, it starts to feel like a contest to see who can spend the longest gripping an electric fence. Libraries are funded by public tax money, so what do we want our libraries to look like? Should they be a repository of all ideas, Or should they represent the politics of the community they're in? This is Track One, an investigative podcast from Little Rock Public Radio. Each episode will take a closer look at stories impacting the natural state. I'm your host, Josie Lenora. Two community libraries have the same problem. People want to remove books they don't like. One library gives in, they move the books. The other doesn't. This is Shelved, Part One. Patty. Patty Hector was the director of the Sling County Library until she was fired for not moving or removing books. Months before she was terminated, I asked her why she became a librarian.
You're giving something away for free, which is always good. You're helping people, and they really enjoy coming here. And we all love to read. Most of us love to read.
The Sling County Library system is almost 100 years old. There are three branches, with the biggest in downtown Benton, Arkansas. This is where I was asking her questions. This library is cozy. They have jigsaw puzzle competitions in the multi-purpose room. Along with books, you can check out fishing equipment and board games. Sometimes on Saturdays, Patty recommends books to patrons at a kiosk on the ground floor.
Whenever I get the opportunity, I'm like, oh, yes, let me tell you about this book I read.
I asked her to test out her skills on me.
Nonfiction, true crime, classics.
Oh, have you read any John Krakauer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love him. Him and Sebastian. Yeah, him and Sebastian Younger.
When I first met her, Patty Hector took me on a tour of the library, complete with a tour of the children's section.
The youngest books are that. Mm-hmm. Then
these are the children's librarian did not want her name included for the story. She spoke with pride about her ability to respond to young patrons' specific requests.
One time I had one girl who was like, I like princesses and dinosaurs. And so I was like, I'm going to see if I can find you a princess dinosaur book.
Did you find it?
I don't think I did, but I did find her like a dinosaur tea party book.
That's close. Yeah.
To parse out the debate, it's important to understand the layout of the Saline County Library. The children's section is next to the adult section, but it's walled off with panes of glass.
And a teen has been there and adult fiction is in between.
The fear is that a child could wander from the children's section into the adult section alone, but this ignores key information. You have to be 13 to be in the library by yourself, and 16 to have a private library card. And I can't find any evidence this wandering off scenario has ever happened. You can challenge books you want removed. The library has a policy. First, you fill out a form, and then you meet with the library director. Then you make your case to a committee. The process is designed to be both easy and hard. Easy to follow the steps, hard to get the book removed, maybe even impossible. In her 7 years leading the library, Patty Hector never saw the challenge policy in action.
Very rarely has someone said, I saw this book and I don't want my child to read it. And they would talk to the staff and they'd be like, yeah, that's your right. You don't want your child to read it, but we're not going to take it out of the collection. And when you explained to people, they were fine with it.
The pressure campaign to fire Patty from her director job is a local public shaming equivalent to the worst comment sections on Nextdoor. Her harassment and termination dragged out slowly over 2023, and all the while, Patty held firm, no, I am not removing or moving books.
This is where I draw the line. You don't get to use your religion to deny rights to people.
But in public meetings, her name kept popping up. Her staff were used as a wedge. The idea became the librarians were grooming children. The librarians were too unreasonable to create a restricted section isolating certain books. And at the lowest point, that the librarians were pedophiles. And then there was the billboard. Her opponents bought a billboard on the side of the highway, calling her out by name, asking for her termination. It said, Director Hector must go, with the words must go in deep red lettering.
It's just one thing in a long list of hurtful, salacious, sensational things they have been doing to this library.
This is a small community. Just over 129,000 people live in Saline County. So it's not unreasonable to guess that most of her neighbors and friends saw that billboard. Not to mention the billboard was on a major interstate highway. So random people driving through town saw it. Director Hector must go. The source of Patty's harassment mostly stems from a group called the Saline County Republicans. This is a political faction you do not want to agitate. They're tenacious and dog-like on a few far-right causes. I've done a lot of reporting on the group's internal sniping. The Saline County Republicans are deep red and fully MAGA, but they have in-group disagreements. Some of their members say their leadership is too establishment, not conservative enough. And this tension culminated in a fistfight at a meeting live-streamed on the video site Rumble. Before they started finding fault with the books in the library, the Saline County Republicans were on about a different issue. They wanted to get rid of the county's voting machines. They wanted all county ballots to be counted by hand.
It's possible to steal elections with machines. It happened in the primary.
It's expensive and time-consuming to count elections this way. Sometimes ballots even go missing. The Saline County Quorum Court is a pretty conservative bunch, but even they don't agree with the Saline County Republicans on the hand-counting issue. At one meeting, Quorum Court member Rick Bellinger echoed his counterparts around the wood table.
The majority of my constituents that I have spoken to are firmly against going back to paper ballots.
But the Saline County Republicans stood firm to their soapbox until they became very concerned about a different issue.
Just lovely, lovely, lovely.
This is a resident named Angela Gray in March 2023. She's holding up two books. One I can't make out because of the angle of her hand. The other is a book called Let's Talk About It, The Teen's Guide to Sex, Relationships, and Being Human. She said she sent a list of questions to various local libraries, saying they had obscenity on their shelves.
And they told me that there was no obscene material in the library because they purchased from publishers and they have to follow rules.
And that last word, rules, she holds up her hands to indicate air quotes. Obscenity is a legal term. It is a very specific definition. It basically only applies to content depicting child abuse. So nothing in public libraries actually qualifies as obscenity. But here, people are using the word to mean anything they don't like. And in this obscenity concern, members of the Quorum Court seem like they had found an opening, a way to pivot from paper ballots. Look over there, everyone. Now we can worry about the children. Patty claims she was told by members of the court that this pivot from voting machines to books was intentional. But again, they wouldn't talk to me to confirm either way. They did seem more interested in the book issue. Here's Justice of the Peace Jim Whitley on the first day it was brought to him.
And I'm very concerned about this issue, and we'll see how this goes with the state, and also would like to follow up with whatever we can do from the county perspective.
It's unclear what Angela Gray or the people who agree with her want the Quorum Court to do about these books. The Quorum Court does not have power over the library, and Gray hasn't responded to my request for comment. In any event, the library director can't just pull books. Most of the people complaining at these library board meetings never officially filled out a reconsideration form. Patty Hector wants to follow the protocols. And there's also constitutional First Amendment issues with pulling books.
Libraries have to serve everybody, even people who are unpopular and ideas that are unpopular. We still serve them.
Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Now let's go to April. This is another Quorum Court meeting packed again. Justice of the Peace Whitley has come to this meeting with a plan. He wants the court to vote on a resolution asking the library to take, quote, proactive steps to remove some books.
All that this resolution, all it's asking for, is that any sexual content, any sexual imagery of any kind, be removed from the children's section of the library.
What he said in that clip is not what the resolution actually says. The resolution says sexual books should be put in an area not accessible for children. This may sound like I'm parsing, but this language could mean two different things. Not accessible for children could mean they're on high shelves. It could denote a special room for adults only. It could mean you need to show ID. How are librarians to interpret this? And is there sexual content in the children's section to begin with? And what is sexual content? The library contains salacious classics like the novel Moby Dick or Dracula, books that imply sex without actually showing sex. Those books are not in the children's section, but they are in the library. Do we need to put those books on special shelves? This resolution doesn't have teeth. It was really just a public value statement. Whitley again.
Resolution is an opinion of a body that guides policy, and it's not necessarily making that policy.
But library director Patty Hector was still offended by it.
They're acting like, well, it doesn't mean anything, but it really points a finger at the staff and says, you're not doing a good job, and we don't trust you, so we want you to do this.
Patty says around this time, many of the people upset about books got library cards for the first time. Then they pulled up the catalog or scanned through the shelves with lists of certain books and came back to meetings with receipts. So here's community member Brian English at the April meeting. He was upset at how easy it was for him to check out the young adult novel Jack of Hearts.
So chapter 3 contains a quite graphic depiction of how the male main character lost his anal virginity as a freshman to a senior in a hotel room.
Jack of Hearts is still on the shelf in Saline County, though it is not and was not available in the children's section. Patty is relatively defenseless in these public debates. She can only talk for a few minutes each meeting, court rules. So it's unclear if the Quorum Court knew that many of the books in the library were never officially challenged, that nothing legally declared to be obscene is in the library, or that the library has an age limit. One librarian who did speak up during the April meeting was Dana Block, a mother of four. She's pleading with the court to be reasonable.
I invite anyone in the Quorum Court or in the community that is really concerned to come to the library. Come downstairs, look at the books that we have on display. Look at where the children's section is versus where the young adult section is. They are as far apart as they can possibly be.
Justice of the Peace Clint Chisholm reverts to the core talking point. He talks about his concerns over children, a value he learned in the Bible.
Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea.
He's quoting Jesus here, Matthew 18:6. The verse is saying people who harm children should die. It's a segment of the Bible thrown at librarians many times in my reporting. Some librarians I talked to interpreted it as a death threat. The Saline County Quorum Court voted yes on the probably unenforceable resolution about the children's section. The vote was 11 to 12. And now we're at the point of the story where the people trying to move or relocate books are starting to see some backlash, or at least the backlash is getting louder. Bailey Morgan lives in Saline County and hated driving past the billboard calling for Patty Hector's termination.
It's almost shame, I think, that that is in the place I call home.
Morgan started the progressive Saline County Library Alliance. Their goal was to keep the books in their places. They go to the same meetings as the Saline County Republicans, but they give an alternate viewpoint. One of his biggest goals was to create a counter billboard on the side of the highway. This one supports the library instead of calling for Patty's termination. It took them a week to raise the funds.
A lot of people have put a lot of work into supporting the library.
The next public meeting about the library was a little different. First, it was at the slightly friendlier library board. This is different from the elected Quorum Court. But sitting through this meeting was a tense and dreadful experience. It felt like a typhoon could hit the ground at any minute. During public comment, community member Ann Gardner was really upset about a sex ed book called Sex is a Funny Word.
On page 151, this book introduces words in big letters. Bisexual, gay, lesbian, queer, asexual. If someone wants to view this material over the age of 18, let them if you must. But do not leave it out on display like it's something special. It's not.
Sex is a Funny Word is a picture book aimed for 7 to 10-year-olds. To quote Ira Glass, it acknowledges the existence of sex, but it doesn't talk about sex specifically. It contains words like vulva and erection, but only to outline basic anatomy. Sex is a Funny Word makes this overarching argument that a lot of challenge books do. Everyone is different, and that's not dangerous. The book is written by sex therapist Corey Silverberg. I tracked Silverberg down and played them the Gardner clip. So she's holding this book up, and this is a quote from a woman.
If someone wants to view this material over the age of 18...
Silverberg's response?
Listen, I mean, everyone gets to have their opinion, and every parent should have a say as to what materials their children get access to. You don't get to tell me or any other parent how they should parent or what their children should have access to.
But back at the library board meeting, people were upset.
Repent, remove this evil you are causing, and live under his rule rather than your own.
And this testimony was stirring up loud rounds of applause.
The graphic sexual material, often accompanied with pictures and graphics, are made available to minors here at the Saline Library.
The meeting room was so crowded, the library staff had to sit on the floor. This included Jordan Sandlin, the tween librarian. When it was her turn to talk, she tried to appeal to some greater humanity.
Librarians and the other people that work here, we are doing our best, and we are people too. And the last thing I expected when I dreamed of being a librarian was being screamed at and called a pedophile or a groomer.
Head of the Quorum Court, Matt Brumley, is really upset about one book in particular, the memoir All Boys Aren't Blue. This is one of the more challenged texts in America. Author George M. Johnson talks about growing up queer. Judge Brumley is bothered by the content.
That book, so you all know, because I have no idea if you all will lay eyes on it, gives more than four instances of explicit and graphic sexual encounters, both oral sex and anal sex and other sorts of sex.
He's still in his All Boys Aren't Blue spiel when he starts publicly cross-examining Patty Hector. Brumley says the current policy to challenge a book, quote, defeats the confidence of those complaining. He means that the library policies are set up to keep books on shelves. So why fill out the relocation form at all? Patty claps back.
Don't you think that banning a book to censor books should be hard to do?
Several people in the crowd mutter, "It's not banning," to which she says,
"Relocating is the same as banning."
Patty walked past me after the meeting was over. She whispered something about needing a drink. The panic hit its apex in May. We're back at the Quorum Court. This is the meeting I mentioned at the top of the episode, crowded and fiery. And this meeting is different because Quorum Court members passed a resolution that has some teeth. The document gives the Quorum Court the power to hire and fire library employees. This is the mechanism they used to fire Patty Hector. Public comment played out like it has before. There were standard pro-library and pro-children speeches given. At one point, Justice of the Peace, Clint Chisholm, interrupts public comment.
I read several of these pages and these books, and no, I didn't have to read the whole book to know that it was pornography. Don't take a rocket scientist to know what pornography is.
The resolution passed. The court moved on to other business. They could fire Patty now. But they did not fire her that day or the next day. They waited 7 weeks. 7 weeks where Patty lived in a state of psychic dread.
I had to sit through public meetings where they trashed the library staff and me.
On the morning of October 9th, Patty knew it was about to happen. She got a phone call that County Judge Brumley was coming to talk to her. Standing in her office, Brumley said she wasn't needed anymore. Patty had been a librarian for 38 years. That day, she decided she would take her retirement and be done. Patty called me that morning, driving home from work for the last time. I could hear the fast wind around her car. She told me she was free. In the months after, she spent a lot of time sitting on her porch, staring at the golf course from her balcony. In her free time, she reads, plays the game Wingspan, and knits. Patty later tried to run for a seat in the Quorum Court, get them out of power, she told me, but she lost the election and she moved northeast to be with relatives. The library in Saline County is still there. Lee Espy, Patty's second in command, was promoted to Patty's old job. She's the director now. Like Patty, Lee Espy isn't down to remove books. She did agree to create the new adult section of the library, something Patty also supported. A lot of libraries have a new adult section. It's not restricted, as in it's not locked away. New adult is how many libraries categorize saucy romantic-y novels, like those by Sarah J. Maas. It's also where the library put All Boys Aren't Blue, the gay memoir Judge Brumley was worried about. The Saline County Republicans still exist, but they haven't been as upset about books lately. They've moved on to other issues, including paper ballots. This whole fuss with the library was like a very messy game of bureaucratic musical chairs, and Patty was like a vessel for everyone's fears. She is now suing the county. She filed a lawsuit with the help of the ACLU. The lawsuit says she was targeted unfairly, that her termination was retaliation, a violation of her rights under the First Amendment. Looking back, Patty felt like she had two choices, and she picked the one she could live with.
I would rather be fired for upholding the First Amendment than sued for violating it.
Because 2 hours away, this was playing out in reverse. Across the state, around the same time, a librarian did move books containing gay characters to a restricted section. But this time, the library was sued.
There's the parent who wants to be all involved and like wants to have a cause. And then there's the people who are in political positions who I think operate with mixed motives. It's just the whole thing.
That's next time on Little Rock Public Radio Presents Shelved. Track One Shelved is a podcast from Little Rock Public Radio, a service of UA Little Rock. The show is hosted by Josie Lenora. Shelved is executive produced and fact-checked by Maggie Ryan. Production help from Daniel Breen. Cover art by our digital producer, Nathan Treese. Editing help from Sarah Buford and Jonathan Seaborn. Special thanks to the Arkansas Presswomen. I'm Josie Lenora.